over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're recording live to tape, as Dale says. It's actually live to the Roland Dual Capture EX USB interface via the magic of the USB cable to a lightning converter to Audio Boom.
All the components.
Yes, so we're going to talk about a word.
A new verb based on a noun, because that's how we get all of our verbs,
being nouns,
I think.
Language?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the grammatical term for it, but today's word, boys and girls, is adulting. We don't have a number. Do we want a number? Number 20. Today's number is 20. Today's word is adulting.
Sure. Okay. Why does that mean that we are childing the rest of the time and that we're allowed to be children the rest of the time?
That's now. Okay.
Where did you find this word? I've never heard of this.
I think I might have heard it on the Grammar Girl podcast talking, but I've seen people using it, and you are using it correctly. It means that, gee, today I had to do a lot of adulting when I had to go pay my bills and that kind of thing. And
sounds like a very first-world term.
You immediately went to what took me a couple weeks to actually think about, which is, gee, if we are using the word adulting, does that imply that we are not always in the state of an adult?
Are we not adults? We are Devo.
Now we are continuously children? And what does that say about the time we're living in?
we're living in a first-world bubble where we can act like kids because all our basic needs are taken care of.
Well, you know, I'm sort of
as breeders.
I'm sort of a lost boy.
Even breeders act as children.
Peter Pan's lost boy. I don't think I've really grown up.
There are so many examples of breeders acting as children. You're probably referring to your not-breeding status, Dale. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not just non-breeding status, but, I mean, I still behave essentially the same I did in my late teens, early 20s. I mean,
right.
I have more sophisticated views of things. But
yeah, but people in different situations are exactly the same. They drive badly, like with their kids or without their kids. They skateboard without a helmet down Clark Park with their kids and their dog. There's a whole bunch of behaviors that only people who were childless would indulge in the past that everyone seems to indulge in now.
I was thinking about, like, at first I thought, gee, is this a sign?
Remember the old spinster or, you know, the old bon vivant bachelor stereotypes? Now everyone's a bon vivant, whether they have kids or not, or whether they...
Well, that's exactly it. Like, the fact that in
Peter
Pan, we have lost boys. Mm-hmm. And you can look to any number of...
Every adult male is a lost boy.
Any number of media where, in like, over the last 100 years... where you do have examples of people that are not adulting as adults. So I was trying to think, like, are things different now, or are we just, you know, we just need a word for it now because we have social media or something?
I think things are different now. We're richer than ever, in spite of our complaints about Vancouver real estate, transit, cars, bicycles, et cetera, et cetera. Those of us in the bubble... Those of us with jobs that earn more than $40,000 a year and have benefits and vacations, I would say we're all in a bubble. And full-time jobs, I'm talking about, not these crazy contracting things, and which is the future, but I don't like that future. Those of us in that position, and I would count you and I in that position, we can behave that way. We can behave like Peter Pan children. We can adulting all the time. We get childing all the time. Excuse me. Is there a converse? Is there an opposite?
You know, nobody is coming. I think just being childish. That's interesting. Maybe we should try and get the word childing out there too.
Yeah.
An adult acting as a child. Or teening.
And
I think more adults more teen than they child.
Well, the teen thing is a marketing construct. I mean, really? I mean, I don't know. I think people really emotionally. Physically, yes. At the age of 11 or 12, people are not adults, perhaps. However, I know a lot of emotionally stunted adults.
I think ever has that been so. I think one of the big differences we have now is we live in a time where, like, if you think of that old Maslow's...
Hierarchy of needs is exactly what I'm saying.
Hierarchy of needs, yeah.
Yeah, it's meant. If you make a decent amount of money, live in a decent place.
Yeah, it's...
And, like, you're not house poor.
At least...
You have benefits.
The people that I interact with, I mean, I don't know what it's like with the working poor in some parts of the country. Like, if you are in the north in a northern community, I'm not sure you have quite the same experience as I'm having.
Yes.
So it might be different. I mean, there you're kind of forced forced into adulting all the time to survive? I don't know.
Well, I think it's self-indulgence, right? So adulting is because we live in lots of people live in a bubble. They can indulge in behavior. And, you know, it's harmless if it's the best parts of childing. I like that word better than adulting. The best parts of childing is looking at things with wonder, is learning, is not being judgmental, is making new friends easier. If that's what we do when we're childing, and if we can somehow bring that spirit over to adulting, then that's okay. And I think adulting, it sounds like, where did you find this? Is it on, like, oh, right, the podcast.
I think that's where,
Definitive Source, would you recommend that podcast? Grammarian Ladies? Grammarian Awesome Women?
If you're interested in words, it's a shortcut podcast, and she brings up interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of podcasts. It's
uh-oh.
Miss.
Your mic, it turned off.
What?
Well, I don't know. Let's keep recording. We'll see. Dale, keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the battery died.
Right, the Grammar Girl podcast. Sorry about that 30 seconds of blank audio. Richard, who else listens? Anthony Hughes. That's about it.
Well,
maybe Joseph.
We're going long tail, so our listeners of the future as well.
Sorry to long tail listeners for that 30 seconds of blank audio. It was because
we appreciate each and every one. Dead batteries, classic technology problem.
Yeah. So the Grammar Girl podcast is where you heard about adulting?
I may have seen it someplace before that.
The keywords to search for a Grammar Girl?
She was the one that cemented it in my mind as like, oh my God, we have a new real world for the Oxford Dictionary to announce 1 year.
Excellent. Okay. Would you recommend it?
For people that are into language and words, I would definitely say take a listen. She's a particular taste. Like, she has a style, and I have friends that can't stand listening to her.
Is it the voice?
The voice and the presentation style, it's very, I guess, perky would be the word for it. It's kind
Valley
of
girl?
Light, bright. Not Valley Girl. She doesn't do those kinds of inflections, but you would have to ask those people why it rubs them the wrong way. I have a perfectly fine time listening
to her.
I
like all voices. So I just find her for Grammar Girl.
Yeah, just...
So closing off on adulting. What do you say, Dale? We got like 2 minutes.
I am still cogitating that one. It's useful putting terms on things so that you can talk about them.
Right.
I still don't think I'm really a fan of that. I mean, I don't know. There's just something wrong if we need a word for behaving responsibly.
There is. Well, also, we over...
Because we are what we are. I think a lot of times we get too hung up on labels. Like,
yes, we over-label things. That's exactly where I was going with that.
It's like the whole male-female thing, too. It's just like, why can't we just be what we are, and that's what we are, and don't attribute stuff to...
We're going to have a debate about gender binary?
The whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing. Like, and the same with... I think the same goes for this one, too. Like, you behave responsibly, you behave well to your other people, and that should just be the state of being a person.
Right, whether you're 11 or 51.
You learn it as a child, and when you come into your maturity, whenever that happens to be, you are hopefully practicing it.
And just, I mean, hopefully over time, the amplitude and the frequency of your tantrums and your immaturity, your childing, diminishes. But that doesn't mean, again, that you'd lose your childlike wonder, appreciation, and... thirst for knowledge and friendliness.
Exactly.
Signing off from Archive by Revolver, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.